Hola.
I worked on that one. It's Friday.
It is Friday.
It's Friday. This is the second time we've now done the official Friday. Our House Seats Present show is now on Fridays at noon.
Oh, we changed times.
We changed times from the Monday, and we are live with Greg Cada here.
Hello.
And all of his door friends here. We have some nice, you know what's nice? We have these nice feely things here. So if you ever just get nervous, just feel. What is this?
Yeah, and I just took a pill, so this will feel really great in about 5 minutes.
What kind of pill did you take? That's not fair.
I took an Ambien.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. Well, they- right?
So Greg just warmed my heart before the show started because, first of all, we hear our start music, you know, the lovely Bette Midler sampled in here, mm-hmm. and he says, oh, I've heard that because I've watched your show now, and I wanted to get a feel for it, but he's watched 9 episodes of the show.
I did. I watched 9 episodes.
I'm so excited. And he knows Keely out here who's Snapchatting
Yay.
Away, I'm sure. Keely, our makeup extraordinaire, and she's Snapchat queen, so I'm sure she's snapping you right now.
She's Snapchatting me.
She's yep, mm-hmm. it is a Snapchat.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And we have our friend Dora here right by our alcohol glass. So once again, this is a third week in a row we've done shots with children present. So
great.
I know it's a shot.
I'm
for
fairly
her.
Certain Dora at this point children. Though is also like 60. Though.
Oh, I think so too.
So she's fine.
She's a little older.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Brought to you by rum today.
Yes.
Rum jobs.
What?
So we always start the top of the show. Top of the show. Mm-hmm. With what we did over the weekend, but since we changed to Fridays, now we say what's upcoming, but also what we did this past weekend. So last week we had Kelly Clinton, the effervescent Kelly Clinton. Was
effervescent.
Last year. Effervescent. And yes, there she was accepting an award
girl.
At the Women's Ball, Women's Hall, Women's Ball, I don't know. The Women's Luncheon Ball. Okay, forget that.
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. Well, she's a Hall of Famer.
You have to finish the sentence.
Yes. The 11th Annual Women's Hall of Fame Luncheon right. and 9th Annual Pioneer Award?
This graphic Pioneer? Is terrible. It's why did we not center Scott this so Hall of Fame was all one fame. Phrase? I'm not saying
low,
you did. I'm just saying
low quality,
that, is,
low
that
quality.
Is terrible. Whoever designed that. Women's Hall.
The Women's Hall.
Fame Luncheon.
We went to her open mic night at the Bootlegger, which I guess she's
I
now
love
going to 10 years of doing that. We used to see her before when she did a night at the Sterling Club at Turnberry for a while. Way
Ooh.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Back in the day. And so she had quite a lot of people come up on stage. And she was telling me last week that she was going to get me on. I was really nervous. I was really, really
Where?
Nervous. At open mic night.
Oh.
So I just came to support. I didn't know if I was going to get called up or
you
not.
You had to participate.
So I did not get called up, but she did point to me a few times. And was like, Bryce Crossman is here. And I was like, because I was right in the front.
Good.
I was there for Sarah Hester Ross. You know Sarah? Who plays dueling pianos?
Yes.
She's insane. She came out and did a number that was a little bit more graphic than I think most of the people at the Bootlegger were used to.
Uh-oh.
A lot of people adjusted their hearing aids to be... I'm not offending anybody, but they literally were like, did she just say what I thought she said?
Did she
just say the C word?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Coke.
Coke. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what you have in your
I
rum
do.
Right now.
I do.
Brought to you by Coke Zero.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Coke Zero.
Thanks,
and
Olympics.
Thank you, Olympics.
Yay.
Yay. They're not a porn star anymore. Thanks so much. This is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to open mic night, and I was grateful that she didn't call me up. But I did prepare something if she did ask me to go.
Which was?
Which I was going to, this is my opening line, because I don't know if I told them this. So, you know, I don't know what you did for Labor Day, but I kind of sat around and watched marathons of the Golden Girls on
nice.
TV Land.
I don't remember what I did.
Oh, I know. Some people don't remember, because Labor Day is a blur, because it's the end of summer, and everyone kind of gets blitzed and thinks summer's still going to keep going.
Yeah.
And it's over, even though it's still hot here. But I watched one of the episodes was if you're a Golden Girls fan, if you will.
I mean, I am, but tell me.
It's the episode where Blanche invites Dorothy to her favorite bar. It's called the Rusty Anchor. And this is Blanche's favorite spot, and she's, you know, the queen of the bar. But Dorothy comes in and basically steals the show because she comes in and does little numbers on the piano and whatnot. So I said, we're watching the show, uh-huh. and this is the scene where Dorothy steals the show. And I said, that's not going to happen tonight. Because I was really sure. Because the people were very talented getting up and singing. Like they had
sure.
a woman named Darkness there.
One word?
Her name was Darkness.
Okay.
She has a club somewhere in Ohio somewhere, I think. And she invited, Clint was there. And so she was inviting Clint to come perform down there, whatever. But
Darkness.
Darkness. Darkness. But she killed it. Darkness what, killed it.
I mean, well, darkness and killing probably go hand in hand. But what did she kill?
She sang a number from
Evita.
It was Evita. Don't Cry For Me. No, and then they had another guy who used to be in Earth, Wind & Fire for a very short time, about 2 years, who got up and sang too. So I was really
Hasn't everybody been in Earth, Wind & Fire at one point in their career, though?
Weren't you?
I feel like that's a rite of passage.
I read that in your resume that you were
I was. Yeah, I was the fire for about 10 minutes.
There's a fire going.
I feel like those old 80s. I feel like those old bands, though, that featured like 9 people, always had a rotating cast of like, it was like how you got into it.
But we're going to go introducing fire, ladies and gentlemen. Fire.
Exactly.
That might be the rum.
Do you remember?
Oh, yes.
It is September.
That's right. The 21st night of September.
Right.
And we're close.
We're close.
And we're close. We can get there.
12 days.
Well, 12 days. So that was what we started the week off. Then also, I'm just going to give a little plug to the restaurant for DW.
Because, do it.
So Dalton and I, we are opening a new space at the Gramercy.
That's
by
amazing.
Halloween time. Yeah, we were actually sitting on actual drywall.
Okay.
In our yellow Pradas that someone commented because we did hang one piece of drywall. I want everybody to know there's one piece. I don't know where it's hung. I think it's the bathroom.
But so
someone
don't go
commented,
to the bathroom.
Don't go to the bathroom because that piece will fall down on you.
Yeah, on you. Lawsuit.
Fall down. So we will, I don't know the official closing date of our old DW because we will be closing that location to move to the new space.
You're not doing dual spaces.
We are not doing duo spaces, competing space. We are possibly 96% done with the idea of the World Market Space, the old Mundo, right across from the Smith Center.
Yeah.
So we're going to have late night jam sessions there. But I'm getting ahead of myself, and I can't talk about that too much because I want to get to Greg, and I want to get to why we have Dora over here and the Feely Ambien pill.
Let's explain this
for people.
Because...
And the letter A. Astronaut.
Wow.
And that's a blast off for Dora.
Wow. Shut up, Dora.
Shut up.
We got
shut
it.
Shut up.
We get it.
We pulled this out because first of all, we don't know that much about Greg yet, so we really want to get to know him because I think the only time we got to know each other was maybe on a Grindr or something.
Maybe. I think it was before Grindr existed, so we had to do like smoke signals and like it was like, are you over here? I'm over here.
You know, I did have a friend one, and we will remain nameless, but he came out maybe 4 or 5 years ago and asked me, and he goes, before he said BG, right? Before Grindr, he said, how did you meet people? I said, you'd go up and ask them.
Right. You talked to them.
You're like, hi, I would like to buy you a drink and possibly do something to you later.
Right. Well, you didn't even have to insinuate that. No. You're like, hey, let's have a drink. And then like 3 minutes later, you're making out in the corner and you know what? I'm good. I'm going to go home. Hey, let's go somewhere else.
Scott is saying in our ears, it's so easy to be gay. It's just because the equipment is there and readily available.
I'm actually going to agree with you. It's pretty easy.
Don't you remember that Seinfeld episode where she was trying to switch somebody over to that side and she goes, I realized I couldn't compete because you have access to the equipment 24/7 all the time. And it's like, that's just life.
No. Yeah. Mm. Look, we couldn't get married for a long time.
Know,
so
I
as
know,
long as
you
were having
we
sex
can.
Every 5 minutes, that was the
trade-off.
There's
a big black hair on Dora's backpack.
Ew, why is there a big, Andy, why is there a big black hair on backpack?
Oh, Dora, what happened? So,
please explain why
she does have
we are advertising Dora the Explorer all over the place.
How did her hand potently? She's like almost like from The Price is Right, putting her hand out like this is the rum for today.
Beber.
What is rum in Spanish?
Rum.
Rum. Rumo. Rum. Ruma. The reason this is all out here, as we'll get to the point of Greg, this is what happens when you do the show. You never really get to the crux of who Greg and who the guest is because we're just, you know, we're a mess.
Yeah, it's all right.
Greg played Boots the Monkey.
I did.
And in our haste to put on the show this morning, as Andy rummaged through his daughter's house to find, or daughter's room to get daughter's house, she lives alone now. his daughter Ava, who's on her own now.
She's on her
at
own.
At 7, right?
Totally.
Seven. Yeah, she's 8, 7. And so, so he's rummaging through the room to pick up or whatever. So I called Toys R Us. I was telling him on top of the show. I called Toys R Us and said, I need a Boots the Monkey. And the girl on the phone's like, well, I think we only have Dora and friends now. It's like, so he's been unfriended.
He's totally been unfriended.
So then this British guy comes on the line. I didn't know who I was talking. It's like, hello, are you inquiring about Boots? And I'm like, oh, wow, that's us already.
Hey.
You would think this was pre-taped before.
What?
All you live watchers. Oh, Boots.
I was so
Boots.
Thin then.
Looks like he's wearing Uggs.
I was wearing
Uggs.
Totally
that's
red
probably
Uggs.
Probably the, that was the costume of choice was Uggs.
Oh, we'll get to my costume in a minute.
Oh, very good. Yeah. And so he's a nice British man, gets on the phone from Toys R Us and says, "You're inquiring about Boots." I said, "I'm sorry, Boots is no longer Dora's friend. So if you're lucky to find him on eBay," I'm like, "Well, I have 2 hours. I can't go on eBay unless it's in Vegas." And I was going to post on the FacePlace, but then I was like, "Well, Greg's going to see." So, because we are friends on the FacePlace.
We are.
That's where we asked each other. I was on Facebook, not Grindr. We don't do Grindr here.
It was totally Facebook. It was.
So Greg and I were going to see you. I'm holding out my wedding ring hand.
Hold up. Yeah. Remind me that you found somebody else.
Someone. Thank you, Barbara Streisand, for your duets album. Right. But okay. So you played Boots in Dora Explore Live.
Live. Yes. Let's be clear. I was not the voice of Boots. I'm a grown man. But you want to know the best part is that I actually met the kid who did voice Boots.
Okay.
At Radio City Music Hall.
Nice.
We didn't open there. We opened in Louisville, Kentucky, because that's apparently where they always tour their shows or open their shows. So we went then right from there to Radio City and all of the cast came.
Gotcha.
And the kid that played Boots, that was the voice, was the biggest dick I've ever met in my entire life. Don't ask me any questions because I will tell you how I feel.
This is why he's no longer her friend, I'm thinking.
Well, he was so rude to me.
Yeah.
And his father, total stage dad, was like, "Well, you know, my son should have been playing this part." And I was like, "Really? Can your son do 15 tumbling passes? Shut the hell up."
If you notice across Dear Greg's name.
Yes.
There are many, many titles that go with it out there. We have actor. We have singer.
Done it.
We have...
Dancer, done it.
Model.
Definitely done it.
Gymnasty.
It's where I make most of my dough.
So you were able to do tumbles.
I did. That's actually how I got the job. I know for a fact. Well, so Dora.
You tumbled your way in.
Dora was played by internet sensation Christina Bianco. So I don't know if you've seen her Total Eclipse of the Heart all of her celebrity impressions.
Yeah.
So Dora, Christina and I went to school together. So
at NYU?
At NYU.
First of all, in reading about Greg, I am super jealous because this is the one school that I wanted to go to when I was younger. It was NYU.
And
I didn't care if it was Tisch or what I did there. I just wanted to go to NYU because when I first went to New York when I was 12, I just loved that the campus was right in the middle of the city and it was
absolutely
in the heart of everything.
Yeah.
How was it going there? Just being immersed in New York.
Well, I grew up in Ohio, so it was by far the most culture shock of my mom jokes because I call
unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt moments.
There was this is pre cell phones. I had to my mom jokes. I called home twice.
Yeah,
my freshman year, twice.
Because you had to use the hall phone.
And I think it would because I just was having the time of my life.
Yeah.
She says it was so funny. She dropped me off at school and we said goodbye.
Yeah.
And she turned around and tried to have a cinematic moment, looking in the rearview mirror to see if I was waving back. And I was bolting down Third Avenue and was I'm free. And she's like, "I knew then two things. One, you were definitely gay. And two, I lost you forever."
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It wasn't that I wanted to get out. I didn't know I wanted to get out that badly.
Yeah.
It was just New York does that to you.
Was it over by that Harry Met Sally arch right there in that area where it's
in Washington Square? No, it was right by where the Bowery, Webster Hall. Okay. I lived across from Webster Hall, which, when I got there, I was like, "What's Webster Hall?" And then 4 days later, I was drugged out in a corner and was like, "What did I just do?"
He had his pillow. With
I
him.
Did have a pillow. This is, I mean, who knows what the hell that was?
I don't know. That's something you got from, from a friend.
Good times.
Good times in college.
Good times.
So you graduated from there. You walked out with a BFA
A big, fat ass degree.
Oh, yeah. You can say the fuckery here.
Oh, I know.
The fuckery is killer.
I'm pretty sure fuckery will come out in a minute.
Well, we always do that in paying homage to Amy Winehouse and the lovely Reva Rice.
I love Reva Rice.
Reva Rice. Oh, this is.
Oh, I was so like, we're gonna start, I was expecting to look and see Reva Rice.
And yet we see the very tan.
Right. Very tan.
Very tan, Greg.
That was actually.
What were you doing there?
I think that was for Ava's Avengers at Don't Tell Mamas. Yes. That was definitely a long time ago. You know, the funny thing is I know the, well,
that's
hello.
A picture I think you sent me when it was like, hey, you
that's wanna- not true. That is not true. That's too recent.
Look at those piercing blue eyes.
Thank you. That's my, this is not my grinder, but this is my
those
headshot.
Are like some serious.
Look, if I really, look, there's very few things that I will brag about on my body, but I will say God
your
did eyes. Give me nice eyes.
Your beautiful eyes.
Thank you.
Captivating.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's he neglected we're... from the neck down. He was like, fuck that. I spent so long on your eyes. You don't get abs. So I used to have them.
You don't get abs.
I don't get
You
don't them. Get abs. My brother stole
that
them.
Was when you were gymnasty.
Yay!
Oh, now that's when you took your pills in Ibiza.
This
right
is
there.
When I got yeah. raped at the Louvre in France. No, no. No, I...
Oui, oui.
Look, I do I not like pee-pee. I do not like showing pictures. I do not yeah. like I'm not an indulgent person. So like when Andy was like, send us pictures, I was like, ew.
This was funny when this came across. I have to admit, I'm like, this, I'm sending this in.
We were in, so I hate museums. I'll just say this. But we,
well,
I was
they're
in Paris.
Aggravating.
I just don't have time.
It's a lot of steps.
So it's just, I don't care about art. I don't get it. I don't get it. So I don't want to pretend that I do. I saw the Mona Lisa. Uh-huh. It was, you know.
Crowded.
Fucking awful.
Who cares?
First of all, like 900 Asian people that would not let you through. And I was about to kill somebody. I was like, look, if I don't see this thing up close, I'm never coming back here again.
Right.
So I thank you for that racist voiceover or whatever that is. Great. Yeah, Asians like to take pictures.
Take photos.
So they were all snapping away.
Oh, yeah.
And I literally like elbowed my way to the front.
Yeah.
First of all, what a disappointment that fucking picture mm-hmm. is. She's literally
sad.
3 inches big.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, and just looks old. And I was like, can someone please take a toothbrush and like clean her? She looks depressed. And I was like, fuck this. And so I looked at my friend Kim and I was like, I know we're at the Louvre and I know this is like a thing, but I am so done. Do you want to speed through this shit? And she was like, yes. Like we both had this thing where we were like, we have to pretend that the other one is really interested in it. And then I think we both had this realization when we were like, I don't fucking like art. And we both were like, let's run through it. So we were running up the stairs. And at one point I was like, Kim, I'm dying. And so I just like passed out on the stairs and she took that picture. Now that was my Grindr profile because I wanted to show people eventually how I would be when we did meet
really
up.
Really easy. I'm really easy.
Totally.
Take me down the stairs.
Totally.
You know, we.
I love stair sex.
We went to. Oh my God. Up and down.
No,
and
I don't.
Down. We went to Amsterdam and we went to the Rijksmuseum. I remember this now. And we got there, the three of us who went, because we could not keep the hours, right? When we got there, we were on total like rave night, like, oh, let's go party.
Yes.
So the morning we'd wake up. The Rijksmuseum, of course, closed at like 5 or 6. I think we got there at like 4. And the lady at the ticket booth was like, you can't do this museum in an hour. And we're like, watch us.
Watch us.
Watch us. And I remember running through there and my friend Justin taking pictures of like this life-size pirate ship they had or something in there. And we're like running, like, ooh, look, here's Johnny Depp. And ooh. And wouldn't you know, so fast forward, wouldn't you know, like last weekend, we all of us, me, my partner, and our friends, Amy and Jimmy, go over across the street to the Marvel experience at TI. And it's the last hour of that.
The what?
They have like a Marvel, like, you know, like all the Avengers Marvel sort of thing at the TI, at the Treasure Island, this experience.
Okay.
And here we go to the front. And the guy's like, well, you only have an hour left. And guess what we said? You know what? We should come back because we really need to spend time with the Marvel characters.
Yes. You can do
not
the, right
the Mona
museum.
Lisa.
No,
right.
Fuck
no,
that
fuck
shit.
The art. Just want to go and make sure we can be the shield operators or whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mona Lisa can suck it. But if I'm at Madame Tussauds,
yeah.
if I'm at Madame Tussauds, I need
I
a day.
I gotta take my time.
I need a whole day.
Yeah.
I want to stand next to a waxed figurine of fucking
of Dory.
Madeleine Albright.
Yeah.
And I want to just stare it down. That's what former Secretary of State, you dumbasses.
For those of you watching, yes.
Sorry, it's not Lady Gaga.
She does have one there. Have you been
I'm
to
sure
it?
I'm sure she does. I have. No. It's scary fucking shit. That is, you should go
no,
to
Halloween
episodes when you're high.
No,
because
but they have a Halloween one where real people
start
come
having,
out.
But you'll start having conversations with
them?
The fake ones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or when, what do you mean high?
I mean,
high
like,
on
I'm life. No, I mean, like, you,
high,
you just,
on,
you
fill
took
the pillow,
a lot of air.
Fill the pillow.
Yes.
This is a backpack, right? No, this is a pillow. I don't know.
I'm never going to live this job down, right. BS. So,
oh, Scott is being
but let's
dirty
talk
in
about
our
how
head.
Cool,
so let's talk about
let's
this.
Let's talk about how cool this job was,
yes,
okay?
Boots. Being Boots.
Being Boots. I was 23 years old.
Yeah.
I had never seen Dora at this point because she was kind of newer.
Oh, yeah.
She was new. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I watched the show and I was like, this is crazy. It was kind of kismet. My agent called me and was like, we have an audition for you.
Yeah.
They need a gymnast. And I was like, as you can see by my thing, gymnasty. I was like, all right. And this is before everybody did it
for you.
Everybody does gymnastics now. If you watch
Simone Biles, come on.
So you thought you could dance.
So easy to do.
Oh, seriously.
Jeez.
So I go and I just didn't care about this audition. It was one of those things where I was like, fuck it. So I'm like 30 minutes late. I was in a cab and I was like, I just didn't care. I got there and I was like, okay. And I see Christina, who ended up playing Dora. And I was like, what are you doing here? She's like, I have a callback for Dora. And I was like, great. I just watched the show last night. This is so stupid. What are we doing here? She's like, I don't know, but if you get it, I'm doing it. And I was like, great. So I go in. Now, back in the day, like, they would ask you to do, like, demonstrate your gymnastic ability.
Okay.
And so I always like to go last because I'm like, all right, what are these bitches throwing? Because then I'll, like, tap it.
Yeah.
So I get one kid who does a handstand. Change falls out of his pocket. And I literally was like, who hurt you in a previous life? And why did you think that qualified as gymnastics? Another guy did a cartwheel. So then I was like, oh, God, I do.
In the bag.
Am I such
in
a,
the bag.
Am I going to be a dick about it? And I was like, yes. So I asked the people to move their table back. I was like, can you guys move? And then I'm going to go from the corner. So and they were like, oh, I did a goddamn pass. I did a full on like round up back handspring, back layout, step out, like full on into a split. And right from there, I looked at all the other three and I was like, I'm pretty sure you can go home. Mm-hmm. And 10 minutes later, they put us all in corners. And I was like, nobody puts baby in a corner number one.
Nobody puts Greg there.
But I did it. And so they went to the one guy, the other guy. And then they came to me. They're like, the job's yours if you want it. And I was like, duh. But I was like, okay. And then in a month later, I left on tour. But I saw I played every major city.
Yeah.
I played all the best spaces. I played the Kodak. I had Paula Abdul's dressing room.
Wow.
When it was, because she was doing American Idol at the same time. So I was.
Been places.
Bitch shared a dressing room with Paula Abdul, which I'm telling you right now, talk about pills. But she. So I had like leftovers. But she. But like I played Radio City for 3 weeks. Which is amazing. I got to fly in that show.
Boots had power?
I didn't fly on my own. I swung on a vine, but that had to be assisted by, like, it was some Cirque du Soleil shit. Uh-huh. Like, it was really, like, it was really cool. It was definitely the hardest I've ever worked. Yeah. I definitely would never do that again because.
Well, he's now not friends with Dora, so.
Well, apparently.
But
I had so many horrible things. First of all, I've never worked so hard in my life in terms of improv because it was a very audience interactive show.
Right.
We basically decided, Christine and I, who played Dora, we were like, if we would just look behind us, the show would be done in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because the whole show was, where's this? Where's that? And the kids are screaming at you like, behind you! Behind you! And it was like, if we just fucking turned around, the show would be over in 5 minutes and we could all go home. But shit would break down. This $25 million production that was paid for.
Oh my.
No. That was how much we had in sponsors. The show cost $3 million. So $22 million in the bank before we even stepped foot into rehearsal. But my costume alone was made out of this velour that was only available in Germany like once a year. Because apparently every other year there's like, just repenting for the Holocaust. So they're like, So they're like, they don't step out of the house because it's like, oh, we did something bad. And then a year later, they build velour costumes. So I got this. No. My costume alone costs like $50,000. 50 fucking grand. But I had a tail that was very like bounce. I'm telling you right now, if you saw how I got ready for the show, you would have been like, you better got paid a lot of money, bitch. But my tail got caught in a unit like the third week, and it skinned. So like it slipped off. But I didn't know.
Yeah.
So I got down and I get up and it's hanging from the end and kids are screaming.
Yeah,
crying. Because I should be dead for all intents and purposes, but I'm bouncing around and being like, hey, Dora. And like, she's staring at me like, oh my God. Like, she kind of like scoots me off stage and is like trying to get rid of me. And for a minute I was like, well, did we break up? But apparently we did like 12 years later. But it was awful. But we used to play Spot the Pedophile because in the front row,
there
was always a one guy with no kids that was just like, by himself, and you would just stare at him down and be like, and like it was definitely like, you know, when you like report to your stage manager that someone's filming, we would report that someone is alone.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got
third row,
exactly 35-year-olds, white male. It's because they were always white. Yeah, let's be real.
And they were looking for your tail.
They were looking for tail. Right. So it was,
you know, it's one of those people who like, what are those people called? The people that like people in costumes, like fur costumes,
furries.
Yeah.
No,
they
this
like
was just
the velour furry.
I'm pretty sure this was just like kidnappers and child molesters. Yikes.
Look for the white van. Oh, look, we're rescued by another chef.
Let's stop talking about Dora.
Well, I know. We can say the F bomb, but pedophile, it's a little scary on this show.
Look, I don't condone pedophilia.
I know.
I'm just saying.
It's just pointed out.
Sometimes it happens.
He's good at pointing them out, so that's good. Title of show. This happened here in Vegas several years ago. This show was nominated for a Tony. Or did it win a Tony? The writing of it, right?
I don't know what it won.
Let's make up that they won all the
seven Grammys.
Seven Grammys for all the music that wasn't in it.
Yes! Grammys.
Greg in his jumper with Robert Jarrett and Kristen Sadowit.
Love her.
I don't know the other girl.
That's Sarah Lowe, who's the dance captain of Jersey Boys.
Oh.
Soon to be closing.
Go see it. That's our little plug
Nine more days, y'all.
We're going tonight. And Dad and I are going tonight because he hasn't seen it. So, yeah.
We'll get with the program. We'll get with the program. So the three of us, so Robert, who's in the middle, the other boy, and then Sarah at the end there, we met during Mamma Mia here.
Yes, gotcha.
So that's what brought me here.
Yes.
Because I was doing the best thing. This is why Dora's the gift that keeps on giving. I was playing Dora in L.A.
Hi, Dora.
At the Kodak with Paula Abdul.
Yeah.
And I auditioned for Mamma Mia for like the 900th time, and they called me, and I was 23, by the way. They're like, you're too old for the show. And I was like, too old? What? So they're like, we need you to come in.
Do they need Botox or something?
So I don't fucking know. So I went in again. And then they were, and so then I ended up getting it. But I had to, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. My butthole clenches every time I hear ABBA. So just know that if you were planning on getting in there later, it's not happening. So
the tail has fallen off.
Because, I was coming here, though, end of August to do Dora the Explorer at the Aladdin, a.k.a. Planet Hollywood, which if you've been in that theater, which Britney is now playing, it is a barn.
Yes.
It is a large barn. Mm-hmm. It's the worst place. The sound, it just gets sucked up into the ceiling.
Yeah.
You can't hear shit.
Yeah. But she doesn't sing anyway, so it's
no,
okay.
No, she doesn't. So she can't see anymore. I'm convinced she's blind. But so I came here. And then
she's coming on next week.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yay, Britney.
I have failed miserably.
Love you to death. So.
Glory's an awesome album.
Totally. Yeah. I don't know what that is. Did she release another one?
Glory Hole album. I mean, Glory
Hole.
Album.
Glory Hole.
Glory is her new album.
She's on the edge of Glory Hole.
That's what I was trying to say. There you go. Bingo.
So.
We're going to have fun next week. Yeah.
Anyway, I got here. I came to do Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
And that's how I met all those wonderful people. Yes. And so title of show was a labor of love. And it was the first time off the strip a show was with all Equity actors.
Yeah.
And Equity stage manager. And our friend Jeff produced the whole fucking thing.
Okay.
Jeff Tidwell.
Yep.
Show ticks
for
you.
Hi, Jeff Tidwell.
And I don't think he made that money back. But
at least it was a hit.
It was a hit. It just shows cost a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was one of those things where it was like we all four of us were like, let's do a show. And then there was a show that existed and we were all kind of... Yeah. Very right for
you
those
guys,
roles.
You guys. Now we're going to get there, you know, with the limited time we have, we're going to get there to the 50 Shades parody over at Bally's because you actually went on tour over the Bally's show. You went on tour to Manila with the show.
I did. So
they love you in the Philippines with 50 Shades.
They love sex in the Philippines. One of the most Catholic countries. But they love dirty sex. Yeah. I opened the show here. So we opened in like February of 2015. Mm-hmm, I did the show for about a year.
Yeah.
And then, I did the show in the Philippines for almost 4 months.
Yeah.
Like from January to April of this year.
It's a well-crafted show. I mean, for those people who have never seen it, it's a parody on the what's his name? Gray.
Christian Gray.
Christian
Gray. It's right there.
I know, it's right there. Christian Gray. It was who Greg played. Christian
Gray. Those are not my legs, by the way. So I have to clarify for those of you who see it. It's a parody. So I know probably five of the housewives that are watching this were like, you're not Christian Gray. You're not hot enough to be Christian Gray. And the thing is it's a parody.
Yeah.
Like we make fun of it.
Right. The brother is the hot one that comes out. Or is it the brother?
That's Chris Hodgson. Yeah, Chris Hodgson is like, you could do your laundry on his ass.
Yes, he's pole dancing. Yes. Like, yeah. We all know Chris. He was in Amy's music video, right? Yeah. Chris is handsome.
Chris is like my little brother.
I think I saw him on Instagram recently on a pole in Lake Mead.
You absolutely did. You absolutely did.
It was pretty awesome.
I'm surprised he wasn't naked. But I have those photos. Sorry, Chris.
Oh.
I love Chris. I abuse him to death because I'm like, you are a child. Even though he's not. And I like to just, it's mainly because he's pretty. It's 30 seconds.
That's all we have.
It's already 30
oh
minutes.
Oh my God. Well, hold on real fast. We got to do this real quick. Okay. Oh my God. Who's texting me at the same? All right. So we have this little parody we're going to do here and we'll play. I'm going to get you all the parts except Dora. Hi. Hola. Do you know how we can get mommy a drink?
Where the hell are you?
That's right. The wine fridge. Can you say Roja?
Roja?
Go ahead.
Vino tinto? Yum, 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 yum. Delicioso.
Yes. How do we open the bottle?
I'm the corkscrew. What? That's a song. That is a song.
I said, great. The corkscrew opened the wine. Now, mommy, you can have a drink after overcoming today's obstacles, such as riddle me why you don't put on your pants, the daycare meltdown puzzle, late for work, meet again race, the snapping daddy dance, and the great bedtime battle and conquering Mount Laundry.
What is this? She did it. She did it. Hooray.
Mommy did it. Anything day. From Spain. That includes Cava. Que viva España. Goodbye, everybody. Happy Friday.
Wow.
What the fuck was that shit?
Yeah.